Government says it has recorded an increase in revenue mobilization as a result of measures put in place to seal some loopholes in the system. A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, who made this known at the daily media briefing at Flagstaff House, said efforts by the Revenue Mobilization Task Force, set up some 2 months ago, has been a key contributor to the increase. The task force was directed to arrest tax evaders at the country's border points and harbour.
There has been an increase in revenue mobilization, which to some extent can be attributed to the measures government has taken to ensure that we close the loopholes of revenue in this country. You are aware that one of such measures happened to be the tax force and many other measures put in place by government to ensure that we close the loopholes, and the fact that there is the need for some reduction in certain expenditures of government, because clearly once you have more expenditure than revenue, you need to take steps to either reduce the expenditure or to shore up, if you like, the revenue.
The deputy minister also commented on alleged complaints by clearing agents and importers that they are being frustrated by the task force. He said the task force cannot be blamed for the delays they face, but admitted that there are institutional challenges which government needs to work on.
I think that it's an institutional challenge. In fact, our information is that when people get to the scanners, the scanners themselves don't take too much time. What happens is that you have the Food and Drugs Board at the port, you have the several security agencies. Now, before they would allow anything to go through, they would want to take the sample to go and test, to be able to ascertain whether indeed, if it has to do with food stuff, whether the food is something that is good for people to consume, and whether it is good to be allowed to get into our gates. Now, they would have to take it to the Food and Drugs Board. Do that. What government is doing, government want to ensure that at least they don't drive from the ports to where they have their laboratories, do the testing, and then they would have to drive back, traffic and others, which would take sometimes, by the time they go there, by the time they finish, 2-3 days. What government intend to do and what government is doing now is that after they even do the testing, there is a way they can easily send the results without necessarily going back to the ports. So these are institutional challenges, and these are some of the steps government is taking.
You heard a Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, speaking at the daily media briefing in Accra.